What sparks that first stirring of desire? Whether it's the flash of a leg, the sight of a firm derriere, or the slightly raised eyebrow of a dominant woman that turns you on, that first spark of desire, for a lot of men, comes from something they see. It's true for most people with no regard to gender that it's a short step from seeing to wanting. You caress with your eyes, embrace the vision of your object of desire, and just can't look away. Seeing is wanting for many. For others, it's not seeing that leads to desire, but the thought, the mental energy of that which you yearn for. You can go your whole life without seeing what you want, and yet still desperately want it. You want a nice home, even if you haven't seen what it looks like. You want a firm mistress, someone sensual and kind, who will guide you and control you and your cock. You've never seen her, not face to face, but you still want that, need that, and desire it with every fiber of your being. Everyone wants, needs, and desires. The goal of Buddhism is to attain detachment from desire. The basic idea there is that wanting, because wanting can never be utterly satisfied, leads to suffering. To eliminate suffering, you eliminate wanting. In the life of a Buddhist, overcoming desire is the ultimate goal. For most of us, that goal will never be met. For me, as a mistress, an artist, and a human being with desires, the goal is not to not want, but instead to not be attached to the outcome. I want, deeply and passionately, all sorts of things. Knowing that desire isn't met, what's next? This is the root of my understanding of denial games. Sometimes you don't get what you want, what you desire so much, so deeply and passionately. You want $1 million and a pony, the orgasmed and all orgasms, and a chocolate truffle cake with no calories. You probably won't get what you wish for, and that's okay. In fact, wanting, desiring, with no end in sight, is quintessentially human, and therefore, to be embraced. You want something? Good. That means you're still alive. For more, go to my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com. Call me at 800-601-7259. Ask for Harper.